and it's a completely hard freeze with the system.
Nice.
I'm hijacked.
Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to yet another edition of the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and Adam, the Wild Man Maris here. Going to talk computers with you. Mr. Disney's on assignment. Is that what we...
Right, yeah. Assignment,
right.
Sure.
Actually, I just talked to him. He's driving back through the desert from California.
Fun.
He had to go see the family business or something.
The family business.
He went and took the kids to see Mickey. And
cue the Godfather working sound.
On some, So we're here to talk computers with you as we are every Saturday midday. And bring a few items in tow. But today's one of those shows that I feel like we can really kind of help people with some things that that'll cause them to say, wow, I didn't know that. Very cool.
Yeah, because most people, I'm sure, haven't heard of Google, but we'd like to...
Right.
We'd like to...
Actually, the point of today's show is that everybody's heard of Google, but what percentage? I mean, we work with people, hundreds of people every week, and it's amazing to me how few people know about all the other things Google does besides, you know, great relevant search.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are just loaded with some really cool tools.
And even the search subject, a lot of people don't... I mean, there's billions and billions of web pages out there. The information you need is certainly there, but finding it can be difficult.
You got to say it like Carl Sagan.
Billions.
Billions. So we're going to talk to you today about Google. We're going to talk to you about the fun news that we got a while back, that Google is going to be opening an office here in our backyard. In fact, later on in the show, we're going to have a gentleman from Google that's going to tell those of you that are interested in applying for a job at Google how you do that and the kind of people they're looking for and the kind of company Google is. And what the lunchroom looks like, and do they still have, you know, like the old .com days? They got foosball tables everywhere. And
right. Are they going to have a sand volleyball court at the Phoenix chapter?
I'm sure they will. I'm sure you get like a convertible BMW as a signing bonus. No, maybe not. They raised all that money, but they're pretty smart with their money, so I don't think they're going to get nutso like that. But obviously, you can call in with your questions, your comments, your suggestions, your anything. It doesn't have to be about Google. Obviously, if you have a favorite part of Google, share it with the audience. That's the whole point of this show. It's the users helping users. Give us a holler at 602-277-5827. That's 602-277-KTAR, as a matter of fact. Or, of course, you can join us online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and viola or violin or saxophone or whatever.
Yeah.
You'll be at the radio show section.
Don't you love the picture I used?
That's an appropriate picture, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it
yeah.
kind of, anybody that lives on the internet absolutely feels that way about Google, wouldn't you say?
I always chuckle when people compare them to Microsoft as being the next empire. I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
Well, I think they're definitely big enough, but people love Google. They don't hate Google.
Oh, you're talking about Google becoming the quote-unquote evil empire.
Right.
They're the unevil empire. You know what? It's a great story. It's one of those things that came out of the dot-com craze, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens as they grow and move into other areas. But for the time being, let's just talk about the kinds of things. I mean, how many folks out there, you there in the car, you're sitting there at the light and you're listening to us because you're bored or whatever it is. Have you clicked on the more button at Google where it actually shows you, you know, all the other things that Google does? You know, the clicking as I do this, huh? I mean, it used to be just a handful of things. Now, you've got tools, you've got services, you've got a million different things that you probably didn't know about, and that's what we're trying to educate you on today, is kind of the Google's, the rest of the story, if you will, to take a page from the Paul Harvey world. There's so much more to Google than search, so we want to encourage you, if you are lucky enough to be listening to us and at your computer, join us on the line. Join us on the internet. Just hop on there to go to the Google website so you can start seeing the things that we talk about. So, you know, again, it's education time here for the Google search engine. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, Adam Maris. We're all talking computers here until 2 o'clock. Actually, slightly before 2 o'clock, we're going to be giving away to the ASU football game. Get back on the winning track there. Get after Stanford. So it's the Data Doctors in the house to help you with your computer questions. Call 602-277-5827. We've got a few open lines. We'll be right back.